I told him that I was just here to get my stuff. I didn't want to cause any conflicts.
You were trespassing.
A live-in nanny was no longer welcome.
You should have taken all your stuff.
I don't have anything of hers.
I told her, get out of our house. She's like, no, I'm grabbing things.
Did she bring extra muscle to battle a kid?
She pushed me, hit me, and then she went to hit me again, and then I hit her back in the face. This gentleman said that he had a gun multiple times.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Daycare provider, 20-year-old Daisy Rain Lyle, is suing her former employer, Megan Kelly, and her son, 15-year-old Austin, for the return of property, car damage, and an assault.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 258 on the calendar in the matter of Lyle versus Kelly.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Lyle, according to what I read in your complaint, the defendant had dated your dad for a while.
Yes.
This is your dad?
No, that's a family friend.
From when to when did your father and Miss Kelly date?
I don't know.
When?
I never officially dated her father. We were very close.
Close friends?
He was incarcerated, and I was just a friend that he could call and talk to, and I was there for him.
How did you meet him?
I'm really good friends with her aunt.
And that's how you met her father while he was in jail?
Yes.
Would you visit him?
No.
Just communicate?
Yes.
Did he get out of jail?
Yes, he did.
When?
I want to say in April of 2016, but I'm not positive on the date.
And when he got out of jail, did you see him regularly?
No.
Okay. There came a time when, according to you, you needed a place to stay.
Yes.
When was that?
A little bit before March is when we discussed about me moving in with her because I could no longer...
A little bit before March is when?
I started working for her on February 22nd. I don't remember the exact date when we talked about me living.
Okay. Where had you been living up until then?
I lived in Spokane.
With whom?
On my own.
And what happened that you needed a place to stay?
I just couldn't afford my place anymore, and me and her discussed, and she said that I could move in there temporarily, but we never discussed a payment plan. She just...
Just a second. You're getting ahead of yourself.
Sorry.
So you moved in when?
On March 27th.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a certified nurse's assistant.
And you have children who need services, so you get money from the state for daycare?
Yes, I get subsidized daycare.
And did you fill out the paperwork for the plaintiff to become a payee on that?
Yes, I did.
When did you do that?
I filled out the paperwork in February of this year.
Prior to that, who was taking care of your children?
I wasn't working at the time.
You started working when?
My orientation date was February 22nd. My first official day of work was March 1st.
And she moved in on March 27th, and you started to collect money from the state?
Yes, ma'am.
How much?
It was over $2,000 for all three kids altogether.
$2,000?
Yeah, it was over $2,000.
A week, a month?
A month.
$1,691 an hour. $1,691 an hour is what she was making at 230 hours a month.
How many hours a month?
230.
That's a lot of hours. How many hours did you work?
I work 8 hours a day, but she gets an hour in the morning for travel time and an hour before I get home. So she gets 10 hours a day because they give her travel time. So she was
getting
10.
But she doesn't travel. She was living with you.
No, because I have to leave to get to work. So she had to be there prior to when I started.
She was there.
No, she wasn't. She didn't live with me at the time.
When did she move in?
She moved in the end of April after she was evicted.
And she left in May?
Yes.
What did you do with all the money?
That I got from the state?
Yeah.
I paid her to live there and...
How much did you pay her?
In all, it was around $2,000 in all. And Austin Kelly was right there when me and Megan had an agreement that I would pay her, and he was there when I gave her the money.
You got paid by the state by check?
Yes.
What did you do with the check?
I deposited it into my bank account.
Then you pay her by check.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yes. She says you didn't give her any money. Is that right?
She didn't give me any money for rent, no.
What did she give you money for?
She had to pay her aunt back, and she gave me some cash to pay her aunt back, and then...
How much did she have to pay her aunt back?
$400.
Did you owe your aunt money?
Yes.
Did you pay her back?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that $400?
Yes, ma'am.
So now I want you to tell me, you're suing her for belongings, damaged property, and you're suing this young man for assault. So what property do you think she has that belongs to you?
She has basically everything that makes a home a home. I moved out of my apartment.
When you left, on what date did you leave?
When I moved out, June 15th.
Where did you go?
I found my own place.
a rental?
Yes.
And so you had money for rent to
yes,
put
ma'am.
Down first, last, and security?
Yes.
Right. And you had gotten evicted from your old place, so clearly the money that you had been saving from getting money from the state, you used as first, last, and security for your place?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you tell the defendant that you were moving out?
I was going to tell her the next day when I went back to work and tell her that I had found my own place because she wasn't home when I went to get some of my belongings.
Just a second. You were watching her children. When did you plan on telling her that you...
Oh, her. I wasn't watching her children at that time.
Why?
There was someone else there watching them.
Who was watching them?
One of her friends.
Who was getting paid?
I was.
Well, if you weren't watching her children, why were you getting paid?
Me and Megan had an agreement that if I were to claim those hours, that I would give her the extra money. And Austin was there when that was said.
You know, I have absolutely zero interest in you. Because he figured out how to scam the system, somehow scam the system for doing nothing. So if you planned on moving out June 15th, and it was your plan all along, and you signed up and gave somebody first month's rent, first month's security, you should have taken all your stuff. You have any of her stuff that you want to give back to her?
I don't have anything of hers.
Good. Fine. Now we're going to go to damaged property. What kind of damaged property did she damage?
I had went to pick up my car, and all my tires were slashed open. Like, someone took their time to cut the tires open, all four.
On what date?
June 18th.
What did you leave your car there for?
Because I had a different car that I'd already bought, and I didn't need that car at the time, so I went back to get it.
Just a second. So first you're homeless, then you didn't need that car, the car that you left there, because you bought another car. So.
While I was living at her house, that car was in her driveway. And then when I moved out, I went back to get it at her house.
And you have any proof of who slashed your tires?
No, ma'am.
Good. So we take care of that. Have we taken care of your entire case, which I'm totally unsympathetic about? No. Now let's get to the assault part. You're suing this young man for assault.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to tell me on what day he assaulted you?
It was on June 18th.
6/18, after you've already moved out.
Yes, ma'am.
Where did it take place?
In her bathroom.
What were you doing in her bathroom if you'd already moved out?
I was going to the place to get the rest of my stuff.
You just told me you moved out June 15th. What
yeah,
are you doing in her bathroom?
I didn't have all my stuff yet. And
well, that's your fault. So now you're in her bathroom and?
And her son, Austin Kelly, comes out of the bedroom and he's like, get the out.
Of the house?
Yes.
You're trespassing. Yes, you're trespassing. You no longer live here. You're trespassing. Get out of the house. And?
And I told him that I was just here to get my stuff. I didn't want to cause any conflict. And then he went to grab my box and dump out my stuff. So I grabbed it from him, and then he pushed me. I pushed him back in defense, and then he punched me in the side of the face and broke my glasses. And I have pictures of the bruise and the glasses.
Okay, did you call the police?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I see the police report? What's your name?
Tony. Well, Anthony Eli.
What's your date of birth?
0102.
Yeah. You had a gun on the 18th?
Yes.
And you went to the house with her?
I have a concealed carry.
I
carry a gun all the time with me.
I don't care.
Well, you asked.
No, I didn't. I just said, did you have a gun with you?
I have a concealed carry. I carry a gun at all times.
Okay. You want to tell me your version of what happened?
Yes.
No. Not you.
Sorry.
Him. On the 18th.
Okay. So I was in my mom's bathroom, and I was doing my hair, getting ready, and I heard my brothers and sisters yelling, and something was going on, so I went out and checked in. I saw her in our bathroom, and I told her, get out of our house, and she's like, no, I'm grabbing things. Well, she was grabbing things that wasn't even hers, like our shampoo, our belongings, and I said, get out of our house, and she went to leave, and I knocked all the stuff that she had that in her hands out of her hands, and then she pushed me, hit me, and then she went to hit me again, and then I hit her back in the face. Mm. And then while I was walking out the bathroom, this gentleman and two other gentlemen came at me and pushed me into my mom's room. And this gentleman said that he had a gun multiple times, so.
Let's get you a counterclaim.
When Daisy moved out and she came into my home on June 16th, when I wasn't home, my nanny, new nanny Jennifer, was there. Daisy took multiple items.
On the 16th?
Yes.
Did you come back to the house on the 16th?
No, ma'am. Not
you came back on the 18th. You moved out on the 15th. Did you come back to the house on the 16th? The day after you moved out, did you come back to the house?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I want to know. Who was home?
that girl. I don't know her name. But
the new babysitter?
Yes.
What were you doing in the house on the 16th?
I was going to get my clothes, and I got some of my movies and my toiletries.
So you took stuff after you moved out?
Yes, ma'am.
How did you move them?
I used my car.
Who were you with?
My ex.
Your who?
My ex-fiance.
So what were you coming back for on the 18th?
To get the rest of my stuff, ma'am. I still had stuff in her house that I wasn't able to get to.
Okay. You want to tell me what happened with the three car seats that you have?
Yes. Daisy had my children's car seats because she was transporting my kids in her vehicle.
Okay. Did you replace the car seats?
Yes.
Good. Listen, let me explain something to you. This arrangement with state money is annoying to me. It should be annoying to any taxpayer. Thousands of dollars a month that's being split up, that's being...
Oh, no.
Oh,
no, no. That is not what happened.
Oh, let me tell you something. That's exactly what happened.
No.
That's exactly what happened. So, in any event, three car seats, you replaced them. What else?
She assaulted my son.
No, they had a fight. They had an argument. It's over. You didn't go to the hospital, did you? No. Did you seek medical care? No. Did you go to the hospital?
No, ma'am.
Did you seek medical care?
No, ma'am.
You were trespassing. Hmm? You understand?
Yes.
Anytime after the 15th of June, you were trespassing. You no longer had permission to be there. And he told you to leave. I don't want to hear from you.
Well, you're not, you're not understanding the timeline at all.
I'm telling you, I'm understanding what she told me. She told me.
You're not understanding the timeline at all. Can I speak, please?
Just a second. Stand up.
Love to.
Did she... Listen to me carefully. I'm going to ask you questions.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Then what you're telling me is the plaintiff lied when she said, I moved out on June 15th.
She got an apartment on the 15th.
No,
she was
said,
never allowed to move out.
Just a second. Pay careful attention. If she got an apartment, then I'm done with you.
And later today.
A couple days later, she found out me and her were still friends. And that's when she called me and said, if you stop seeing Christina, I will forgive the rest of the $800.
You're a prince.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Daisy Rain Lyle says, former employer Megyn Kelly and her son Austin owe for the return of property, car damage, and assault. The defendants are countersuing for three car seats, a stroller, and an assault.
Listen to me carefully. I'm going to ask you questions.
Okay.
Did she tell me the truth when she said that she moved out on June 15th?
No.
Well, then she lied. Then what you're telling me is the plaintiff lied when she said, I moved out on June 15th.
She got an apartment on the 15th.
No.
She was never allowed to move out. She never moved out of the house.
Okay.
She was never allowed to move out. She got an apartment on
the
15th.
We are done. No, that's not what she told me.
But that's...
But just a second. That's not what she told me.
She's not explaining it the way it went. You didn't let her elaborate on everything that was said.
Just a second.
She got an apartment with her ex-fiancé on the 15th. She went to the house on the 16th to let her know that she was going to be moving.
Just a second. Pay careful attention. If she got an apartment... And then I'm done with you. If she got an apartment on the 15th, and prior to the 15th, she had been sleeping in the defendant's house prior to the 15th. But as you said, on the 16th, she went back, which means she didn't sleep in the defendant's house on the 15th.
That's right.
She slept at her new apartment with her boyfriend.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Bodies are excused. Leave her step out.
She took everything, all my kids' movies, stuff, all toiletries, stuff that wasn't hers.
She has all of my belongings. Everything that makes a home was in her home that was mine.
She was frauding the state. I had to pay my new nanny out of my pocket because she was still claiming hours she wasn't supposed to.
Everything was fine, and out of nowhere, she, like, snapped.
She takes advantage of everybody, and I knew better from her family.
I hope she realized what she did and that she won't do this to anyone else because no one deserves to be treated like that.
That she's gonna use you like she does everybody else.
I looked up to her. I honestly did, but I could care less now.
Don't trust everybody.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Kasner versus Belly. Step forward.
Dawn Kasner is suing her daughter's ex-boyfriend, Maxime Belly, for an unpaid loan to pay his bills.
This used to be your girlfriend?
Yes.
Is she still your girlfriend?
No.
This is her mother?
Yes.
She loaned you some money?
Yes.
How much money did she loan you?
$2,000.
For what?
Between bills that me and Christina had together.
You mean the girlfriend?
Yes.
Did the girlfriend live with you?
We lived together some to a point.
What does that mean?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I want you to tell me where you were when you asked for a $2,000 loan.
At her house.
You were asking me? I wasn't there.
At her house.
2017. I wasn't there.
17.
What did you say to her at the house, and what did she say to you?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Dawn Kassner says her daughter's ex-boyfriend, Maxime Belli, owes for a loan.
Did the girlfriend live with you?
We lived together some to a point.
What does that mean?
That means when she was in school, we lived together, and then when she wasn't in school, we had our own places. She was back at her parents, and then...
Well, you go to school together?
No.
So what did you do when she was in school?
I was working.
So you were working, she was in school, but you were in the same town?
We lived separately. When she went to school, she had a campus apartment, and when she had the campus apartment, we lived together.
When she had a campus apartment, you stayed at her house?
When she had the campus apartment, yes, I stayed with her.
Campus apartment was paid for by whom?
Financial aid.
So she had a financial aid package?
Mm-hmm.
And you were working?
Yes.
Were you paying rent?
I was paying everything else.
Were you paying rent?
No.
Were utilities covered?
Everything was covered.
In the rent?
Yes.
And she was on campus, you were working?
Yes.
Did you have a car?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You got it right the first time. And what kind of car did you have?
Chevy Cruze.
What year?
2011.
When did you buy it?
2013.
How much did you pay for it?
$20,000.
So you had a car loan?
Yes.
How much was the car loan?
I'm still partially paying it off, so it's $250 a month.
And who were you working for then?
Self-employed.
As what?
Painting and renovating.
So you were a handyman?
Yeah.
When you could get work?
I always have work.
Who are you living with now?
I have my own apartment right now.
With whom?
Myself.
Just you?
Just me.
Where?
In Waterford.
When did you get the apartment?
A couple weeks ago.
Where were you living before that?
At my mom's.
When did you start living at your mom's?
Almost a year and a half ago after my parents split up.
So until now you've been living with your mother, except when you were living with this young lady.
Yeah.
And from when to when did you... Yes is the answer. From when to when did you live with this young lady?
Well, it was on and off while she was in school. That's when we lived together, and then...
Month and year. Year. Give me the year.
For the past 4 years, we've been on and off when she was in school.
Okay. Now, I want you to tell me where you were when you asked Ms. Kassner for a $2,000 loan. Where and when?
I believe I was at my mother's at that time.
No, where did the conversation take place?
At her house.
You were asking me? I wasn't there.
At her house.
When?
It was February 14th.
2000 and what?
17.
I wasn't there.
17.
What did you say to her at the house, and what did she say to you?
May I borrow some money?
And she said to you?
Yes.
Did she say how much?
I asked for $2,000.
And what did she say?
Yes.
Great. And did she give you a check or cash?
Check.
How much did you pay back?
$1,200.
What happened to the rest?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
Did she give you a check or cash?
Check.
How much did you pay back?
$1,200.
What happened to the rest?
What happened to the rest is she forgave the rest of the loan because me and Christina were not supposed to be seeing each other anymore. So she gave an ultimatum, and she
said,
me and Christina were not supposed to be seeing each other. And after she sued me, I gave her 3 checks. For $1,200 after the 13th of September that she cashed the first check. A couple days later, she found out me and her were still seeing each other. Well, not, we were still friends. And that's when she called me and said, if you stop seeing Christina, I will forgive the rest of the $800.
You're a prince. Right?
Well, for paying for Christina for 4 years, I would be.
Your choice. I don't see any shackles on you. You owe $800. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done.
As I excuse, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Her homeless coworker came begging.
Did you agree to rent a room to him?
Yes, I did.
She never said anything about rent. She heard that I was living in my car.
You had a job. You were working.
Judge Judy.
I'm happy with it. He's made choices that I don't feel are in along the lines of where my daughter's going in her life.
Nothing.
And he needs to go his way, she needs to go her way, and they both can live their lives out.
No comment.
He has a different way of living than we do.
I'm done talking.
Stay involved in their life, and remember, we were all that age too once.